Family, welcome to the Now Network. Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name.
Presents Women Speak Now with Minister Charlene.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, everybody, and welcome to Women Speak Now and Be Heard. Truly, you know, it's been in my spirit to speak to the singles, but you know, whoever God allows to come in on tonight, you will be able to hear what is for the people of God. Amen. Men and women alike, saved. And we pray that God will encourage your heart. What's on my heart today, we're going to give a backdrop to where we're going. I'm going to read to you from Genesis chapter 2, verses 18 through 25. And it says, and the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him an helpmeet for him. And out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. And Adam gave names to all cattle and to the fowl of the air and to every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found an helpmeet for him. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed. Let me read that last verse again. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed. Lord, I ask right now, O God, you have blessed the reading of this word and the continuance of the scriptures that will come forth tonight. Father, I pray that it will bless the singles, it will bless the people of God. Lord, that your word will have free course, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, because there is a motive, oh God, to your intentions, oh God, for bringing salvation to us. And Lord, people can say they've heard these scriptures over and over again, and it's not my intention, Lord, to give some type of new wisdom or insight as though I know so much, oh God. But it is my prayer, oh God, hallelujah, that the message, my God, will be made clear, oh God, what you're saying to us tonight. And I ask it full of faith. Thank you in advance, oh God. For the inception of your word, in Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Glory. Yeah, there's a motive to the message of this message on tonight. I was asking God, what should I name it? Should I name it the filth of the flesh? Should I name it, something that has to do with weight and balances? You know, because I thought about the good, bad, and ugly, and on a weight where there's a balance, there's always either one side and another side, and when you put something on the side of a weight, it's going to raise the other side up or vice versa, or it may level it out. Oh, yes. But there's not a such thing, at least I've never heard of a three-tier weight type of a contraption that would have good on it, bad, and ugly, and you try to balance all three of those things out. Oh, no. But, you know, I said, Lord, what can I name this thing? And so what came in my heart was God's next big move. God's next big move. Oh, yes, there's something in this. Okay, so we're going to give you some scriptures tonight, so I hope you have your Bibles ready, and if they're already in your spirit, then you're connected to the verses as they come forth. So we're going to be talking about the flesh and the mind and the spirit, the flesh and the mind and the spirit. Okay, so St. John chapter 3, verse 6 says, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. Matthew 26 and 41 says, watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Oh, yes, we're going somewhere tonight. Romans chapter 8, verse 1 says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. Again, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. Romans 8 and 5 tells us, for they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, and they that are after the spirit, the things of the spirit. Now, we have to take a pause right there, because a lot of times when people talk about the things of the spirit to people who are carnal-minded or basically, you know, they're not spiritual-minded, so they kind of think you're being holier than thou, or, you know, you're too far up into the clouds, you know, break it on down to terra firma. We live on planet Earth. We need, you know, can you talk to me and let me know, quote, unquote, where you're coming from. Okay, Romans chapter 8, verse 5 tells us, those who live according to the flesh have their mind set on that what the flesh desires. But those who live in accordance with the spirit have their mind set on what the spirit desires. You might not still understand that. So we're going to take them to Romans chapter 8, verse 6. It says, for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. So then there's a situation right there, because if you're carnally minded, my God, it leads to death, meaning that you are lacking the Spirit of God that will lead you into peace, that will lead you to have, my God, to be led by the Spirit of God, that will lead you to how to live in his presence on the earth and walk in peace and walk in the spirit and receive new life that is in Christ Jesus. Amen. Romans chapter 8, verse 8 says, so then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Okay, so we know that we are born in sin and shaped in iniquity, that we live in our flesh, meaning our bodies. But if we're living in the flesh and we're living according to the deeds, the things that our flesh wants, and I can name a whole lot right there, but we're going to continue to go on. Romans chapter 8, verse 9 says, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit, if so be that the spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the spirit of Christ, the Bible declares he is none of his. So I have a few questions for all those listening on here on the broadcast tonight. What is on your mind? What is driving you? What is leading you? What's wrong with you? When we say wrong, what's wrong with you? Now, what are you going to do? Now, here we go. We have some more scriptures here because we're going somewhere tonight. Philippians 2:5 tells us, let. You say, what are you going to do? What's on your mind? What's driving you? Well, the Bible tells us in Philippians 2:5, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Matthew 22:37, Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. There's a focus right there. What's driving you? What's on your mind? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To love the Lord thy God with all thy heart. Hallelujah. That is what should drive us. We say we're people of God, and God knows that he is drawing us closer to him. Not just, people say, oh, Lord, you know, what's my purpose? What is your call? What is your plan for my life? For sure, to love God with all of our heart, with all of our soul, and with all of our mind. My God, Isaiah 26:3 says, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. And the last one before we jump into where I'm going with this is James 1:8. It says, a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. I began to think about the good, the bad, and the ugly. If we look at within ourselves, we can probably, you know, as you examine yourself, you know, there's some good things about me, you know, there's some bad things about me, there's some ugly things about me. You know, if we could be transparent, we could chime in on the phone and just start, you know, just saying what it is that we would say that is our good and our bad and our ugly. The idea of the God's next move, God's next big move is that there's something that he wants to cleanse us from. There's something that he wants to deliver us from. There's something that God wants to, my God, draw us closer to him in. And what I mean by that is when I was talking about the flesh, there's things in our flesh that God wants to deliver us from. God wants to draw us closer to him, but there's things within the flesh that are interrupting the flow, interrupting the progress that God is trying to do, my God, and his people. The works of the flesh tells us, Galatians 5:19-21 tells us concerning the works of the flesh. It says, now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Oh, yes, there's some things that God is trying to take out of us. You know, I can't speak for anybody else, but there's some detailed things that, when the Bible tells us to know the height, the depth, the breadth, the breadth, the length, there's things that God has brought us from to the point where we're not actually actively doing those things anymore. But there's things that God sees within our flesh, in our nature, that he needs to continue to purge out, to cleanse out. Yes, he said we're born again, but there's things within our nature, within our character, that God is trying to purge out and he's trying to cleanse out. He is trying to help us to see what it is that is of the works of the flesh. St. John chapter 2, verse 23-25 declares, now, when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover in the feast day, many believed in his name when they saw the miracles which he did. Talking about Jesus. But Jesus did not commit himself unto them because he knew all men, and he needed not that any should testify of man, for he knew what was in man. He knew what was in man. Hallelujah. Matthew 7:16-20 says, ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruit ye shall know them. Ye shall know them. And, you know, we're so into, I have to raise my hand to it. When God does turn on the light and shows you things to pray for, he shows you things with the gift of discerning of spirits. He shows you things, my God, God reveals that it's a hidden thing, the unseen thing, but he exposes it by his discerning spiritual awareness. And even though he uses these gifts, my God, to help set the captives free, he also shows us what is within our own selves. Amen. So as we do self-examination, we can allow the Spirit of God to show us what things are within our own selves. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Good fruit. You shall know them, the Bible says. You shall know them by the fruit that they bear. You shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, and a corrupt tree, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. So I wanted to tell you about what I got out of that. A corrupt, something corrupt, is having or showing a willingness to act dishonestly in return for money or personal gain. It's unscrupulous, it's dishonorable, unprincipled, unethical, untrustworthy, underhanded, double-dealing, fraudulent, criminal, illegal, and unlawful. Good, to be desired or approved of, healthy, fine. You know, they say this fruit here, this is a fine piece of fruit here, sound, tip-top, hearty, fit, robust, 30 strong, superior quality, very well. Like you can look at the fruit and say, you know, this is very well. Virtue, righteousness, goodness, morality, integrity, well-being, worthiness, merit, blamelessness, and purity. We are not holier than thou. We are not holy in and of our own volition, but it is the righteousness of Jesus Christ imputed to us, my God, that is. Because our righteousness is as filthy rags. So when we have the righteousness of Jesus imputed to us, that is what helps us to realize that our holiness is from God. It is from God. You know, God gets the glory for that. And as we continue on, I began to think about, I said, Lord, you know, there's goodness. There's holiness. There's good fruit. There's corrupt fruit. But we're going to talk about the wickedness. Because, see, he said an evil tree brings forth corrupt fruit. A corrupt tree brings forth evil fruit. So I thought about wickedness, and it is the quality of being evil or morally wrong, sinful, evil-doing, sinfulness, iniquity, vileness, baseness, wrongdoing, dishonesty, roguery, villainy, my God, viciousness, immorality, corruption, devilry, fiendishness, and more. There's more and more and more. It's like that plane of the wickedness is descending down, down, down. And the godliness is the quality of being devoutly religious, but in a sense, what I'm coming from with this is unto God in relationship with God, conforming to the laws and wishes of God, conforming to the will of God. Peter said in 1 Peter 1:16, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. Holy is like dedicated and consecrated to God for a religious purpose, sacred, sanctified, exalted, or worthy of complete devotion as one perfect, or mature in goodness and righteousness, you know, before the Lord, before the Lord. And, you know, I was just thinking about these three different things here. When I first introduced reading the Word of God in Genesis from 18 through 25 about how God had made Eve for Adam, and then at the end, that last verse said, and they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed. The motive of the message is God's big move is that he will have a bride and that he and his bride will be, if I will say, naked, not ashamed, one in him, one together. My God, our wickedness, our righteousness is as filthy rags. It's the power of God. It's the power of salvation. It's the gospel of Jesus Christ that came to humanity to cleanse us from our nakedness, to wash us from our sin, to deliver us, my God, from the bondage of Satan. so that we can be united in relationship with God and be unashamed. My God, unashamed, because sin is as though you're being naked. Sin and corruption is though you're being naked. My God. Being, my God, full of self as though you're being naked. But God wants us to be cleansed. He wants us to be washed. He wants us to be, my God, changed and transformed, conformed into the image of his dear son. My God, the bride, when I talked about Adam and Eve, the bride of Christ is that bride. Jesus is that second Adam. You know, the first Adam was a living soul, but Jesus came, the second Adam, as that quickening spirit. He came as the life for us to come in and give us new life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Are you praying for me? Hallelujah. New life. It is in Jesus Christ. You know, we want to hear, oh, this is my season to get this and that. It is our season. It is our season to be closer to Jesus Christ. It is our season to have God's purpose and plans, my God, not only manifested, because, you know, we say, well, Lord, you know, I want to walk into my season. But see, God's big next move, his next big move is already in motion. It's already in motion, because the further we get away from flesh and sin, my God, walking and living in it like it's comfortable in the world, my God, we become, like we always say, it's less of me, Lord, and more of you. We become more like Jesus Christ. So his next big move, my God, is he is preparing us to be united with him, my God, throughout eternity as his bride. Hallelujah. His God's next big move is already in motion. It's in motion. When you gave your life to Jesus Christ, that next big move is already in motion. You say, oh, no, we're waiting on God to move. God is waiting on us, hallelujah, to move. Move from the works of the flesh. Move from not walking in the spirit and allow the mind of Christ to be made manifest in us. We hear it all the time. We hear it all the time. But it's the fact of letting it be an actual process that is actually happening within our innermost being. That we're not saying things because it sound good. I mean, we could read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation and somebody would miss something here, catch something there, because the idea is not like, I have a word for you. Hallelujah. But it's like, Lord, what is your word for us? Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah. What is your word for us? Hallelujah. That we will stay humble in our spirit, that we will allow the Spirit of God, hallelujah, to speak to us as we're dying out to our flesh, as we're dying out to the thoughts of our mind, as we're dying out to our human spirit and allowing, my God, the Spirit of God to work within the deep recesses of our soul, my God, to deliver us, to set us free, to make the crooked path straight. The Bible tells us in Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 6, 9-11, it says, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves of mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortionists, shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you. Hallelujah. The self-righteous and religious don't want to admit to these things, but what the Bible declares to us, and such were some of you, but you are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, God deserves the praise right there. Hallelujah. Glory to the King of Kings. Hallelujah. We talked about the bad fruit, but the good fruit, Galatians 5:22-23 says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Oh, yeah, we can't leave anybody just having bad fruit. God wants to change it. He wants to switch it. He wants us to have good fruit. Hallelujah. He wants us to be a good tree that bears good fruit. Hallelujah. Galatians 5:16 says, this I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Hallelujah. That walking in the Spirit. Hallelujah. That walking and being filled with the Spirit. Hallelujah. That is the focus. Hallelujah. God's next big move. Yeah. We have to continue to allow him to refresh us and allow him to fill us and, my God, refill us. Hallelujah. I heard somebody say, you know, you still have that same tongue. You still have that same heavenly language. As God is delivering you and making you new, my God, he's sovereign. If that same language, my God, is changing you into Jesus Christ, that you praise him and worship him, my God, in spirit, God, in shaka, and in truth. Hallelujah.
Because it's not what somebody else hears that matters. It's what God hears, my God, and that's what matters. Hallelujah. What God sees, hallelujah, and he sees and understands and he knows, my God, hallelujah. He sees you in secret and he knows your heart, hallelujah. Man of God, woman of God, hallelujah. Those that are pressing forward into the things of God, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I just give God the glory for this precious blood-bought opportunity, hallelujah, to just encourage your hearts up tonight. Come on, shut down. Oh, God, because what God has poured inside of you, that's what he is trying to pour out of you, hallelujah. What he has poured inside of you, hallelujah, the height, the depth, the breadth, the length, what he has poured inside of you because of his sovereignty, because of his, my God, will and desire for your life, my God, And you don't have to prove it to nobody, but God will expose you. What I mean by that is he is going to expose, and he already is, exposing, pulling out what he has put within you. Hallelujah. Oh, sometimes we feel like we can't contain ourselves because it's just bubbling over and overflowing. But God, hallelujah, is the one that is the cause of it. Oh, yes, he is the cause of it, hallelujah, because it is his will and it is his purpose and it is his plan. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, God, before he even decided to create you, he knew what kind of vessel you would be to carry, my God, what he desired, oh, Lord, glory, to fill you up with, hallelujah, to fill in you with, hallelujah. My God, and I pray that they won't be bored and discouraged because, oh, God, maybe feel that they're misunderstood because of the revelation and the wisdom and the knowledge you've poured into them, oh, God. Hallelujah, but I ask you to guard their minds, my God. Guard their minds and guard their spirits, oh, God, because they're not crazy, oh, God, because you're the God, hallelujah, who has put in them what you desired, hallelujah. And, you know, you may not always get an applause. You may not always get a pat on your back. You may not always get a good job. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's really, and we always say, it's really not what other people say. It's what God says that you're doing a good job and on and on and on. Because, we know, God is a spirit, and he's everywhere at the same time. And it does feel encouraging when someone says, you know, you're doing a good job. You keep on going, high five. Like Pastor, you say, high five in the Lord in the name of Jesus. Oh, but God is so good. Hallelujah. You have a confirmation in your spirit and the back. The vexation, oh, it's only because, you know, I can't speak for you, but when I feel the irking vexation, it's because I'm discerning that people are not actually receiving it because they don't like the vessel or whatever their idiosyncrasies are from the vessel God is using that is coming forth from. But, you know, God is not partial like that. God, he loves each and every one of us. Hallelujah. And so he knows, hallelujah, what he has called us to do. So we wouldn't want to make God ashamed by trying to take down just to try to fit into something. God said, no, I'm calling you up and I'm calling you out because I have what is in your mouth. I desire for you to speak forth that thing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to the King of Kings. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it's a humble thing because it's not pride. It's a humble thing because, you know, you're yearning and yearning for the heart of God. My God, he begins to fill you and give you all these insights and revelations, my God, from glory. What you going to do with all that? You can't just let it sit in the vessel, okay? It has to come forth. And God is so good, and I just pray for God ordained opportunities, my God, that he will continue to bless you to go forth and do the things he's called for you to do, that he will, my God, stretch you and expand, my God, your territory and your reach, my God, your outreach, my God, to go forth and reach the souls that God wants you to speak to and reach for his kingdom. My God, and I pray for those that are on the line that don't know which way God is dealing with them and directing them for their purpose and their plan, my God, that God has for their life. Keep seeking him. Keep yielding. Keep saying yes to his will and yes to his way. Because trust and believe, if breakthroughs and deliverance is what his will is for you, my God, when he lets you know by the divine appointment, don't just sit there, my God, like a buck on the log. Reach up and grab it. God wants to set you free. Hallelujah. He wants you to be ready and prepared, my God, to do whatever it is that he's called you to do. Hallelujah. You'll be effective, my God. Hallelujah. And that not only making progress coming from where you are to where he wants you to go, my God, because that's a blessing. My God, but when you get there, my God, you are effective, my God, like someone said, in the room that he sends you to. Hallelujah. In the room that he's sending you to the ears he knows need to hear what he needs to hear. Yeah, somebody might not want to hear what you got to say, but God already knows that. So he has to shift you and send you where he knows the ears that he knows he's been dealing with that need to hear what they need to hear, not what they want to hear. Hallelujah. So God, I thank you for the speakers, the preachers, those you're going to send that are already even in motion, my God, because of the conviction in their spirit, Lord Jesus, that came from you. Hallelujah. My God, because we are God chasers. We're seeking after God's own heart. Hallelujah. After his own will and out of his purpose. So I just thank God for this opportunity. I'm going to let y'all come on in and chime on in. But the main focus I wanted to put out here is the name of this message was God's next big move. God's next big move is you. God's next big move is me. And what I mean by that, what? Continue to transform us. Continue to create in us, my God, the image of Jesus Christ. It's already in motion. If you said yes to Jesus Christ, guess what? Since that very first yes, oh, yeah, you might have been tested and tried by God, and the devil with his shenanigans try to lure you and deceive you and reroute you and detour you. But if you said yes to God, hallelujah, his next big move is for you to reroute what? Go, seek him. Seek his heart. Seek his will. Seek his spirit. My God, to hear what it is the Lord wants to speak to you. Oh, it may seem bad. It may seem ugly. Even if it seems that it's just is good, because we always say, "Oh God, I want a prophet to prophesy over me." Oh, I want, you know, everybody wants all these things. You see, God may want you to have a yoke broke off, a shackle broke off. My God, some old ugly ways broke off. You know, somebody, some old ugly behaviors broke off. Hallelujah. We don't want to hear that part. We want to hear the, "Oh, it's my turn. I'm next." Oh, no. And it's not that it won't ever be, but whatever the will of God is. Hallelujah. That's where I want to be. Hallelujah. Wherever God is moving, my God from glory, that's where I want to be. He came to set the captives free. He came to set at liberty those that are bruised and bound. He came to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. He came to open up the blinded eyes, and not just physically, but spiritually. He came to open up those deaf ears, unpop them and unlock them. My God, he came to break the chains. And we always hear that all the time. My God, I don't know about you, but have you ever been to church and went to church and felt like a chain was on you? You still saying, "Hallelujah, I love you, Jesus." Invisible chains, invisible, my God, yokes and things that you don't even know that the enemy is trying to wrap around you, from unholy conversations and so-called friends and people that they say, "Oh, Lord Jesus, Lord God, in the religious section, just as evil as a pack of dogs." You got to separate yourself. I mean, God is exposing. He exposed the spirit. And I hate to say that because I don't know why, but I know God knows all things. But there's some fakes and phonies sitting up in the midst, playing like they go Ace Boncoon hitting elbows with you. But God knows they ain't nothing but a devil, a wolf in sheep's clothing, trying to get close to your spirit. My God, because if you were to discern it or call them on their car, they would stop being your friend like a hot potato. And God knows that. But what will you risk? God will add. He will replace. My God, from glory. Ha-ka-ba-sha-ta. Oh, ka-ba-sha-ta. Because every round goes higher and higher. So if he's taking you higher, he got to rewrite your friendship. He got to rewrite your association. Hallelujah. He has to do what he needs to do. My God, because he's taking you higher. He's God. When God is taking you higher, you're uncomfortable where you are. You feel vexed. You feel, my God, irritated. You feel bothered, and you don't even know why, because that's not your spirit. But God knows what's going on. He knows what's going on. Hallelujah. Pray, my God, your strength in the Lord. I pray, my God, that the devil get exposed quickly and shortly, that he don't shift you as weak, thinking he's doing something on the sly. My God, but oh, hallelujah, every demon and devil trying to latch on with just, my God, as the lock is breaking off, they'll break off with it. Hallelujah. And oh, God, in the name of Jesus, the Lord, I just thank you for this time, oh, God, for this message, Lord God, your next big move, God, hallelujah, for our liberty, for our freedom in Jesus Christ. My God, hallelujah, my God, that we haven't arrived, but you are pushing us, you're pressing us, you're stretching us. My God, it's one thing if someone was high-minded and said, "I'm going higher." No, God, but you're trying to take us, my God, to another place in you, God, another place we've never seen, we've never been. My God, hallelujah, thank you for the tools, thank you for the, my God, the things you've put in our hands, oh God, to work, my God, and to help build the new tools, God, to help and build your kingdom, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. For all the work that you have done, oh God. Hallelujah. Oh God, and help us to have a heart to receive, oh God, what you're speaking, God, a heart, a perception, oh God. Hallelujah. People want to be so deep, but God, we miss it. We miss it because, Lord, we think, oh, you know, the way this person is bringing it out, the way this person is bringing it about, because you know how we process information, Lord. So your word says the interest of your word brings light. It brings life. You are our life. We can't do anything. I can't do anything without you, Lord. Hallelujah. So we just thank you in advance for what you're going to do in 2018. This new month, March, hallelujah, marching on forward, hallelujah. Marching into the things, Lord, as you are our captain. You are you're the one out front, God. You're the one, hallelujah, who gives the marching orders, Father, hallelujah. So we just bow down in your presence. We worship you. We adore you. We glorify you. We love you. We're in awe of you, my God. Hallelujah. The heavens declare your glory. Hallelujah. My God, we worship you. We worship you. We magnify you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you. Hallelujah. 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 The lines are now open. You're welcome to join in on the cube. If you have any reply, if you have an amen, if you have a hallelujah, you're welcome to come into the cube. And until somebody does come into the cube, I will continue to exalt the name of the Lord Most High. Hallelujah. I will continue to exalt the name of the Lord Most High. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ is Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ is Lord. Hallelujah. And beside him, there is no other God. Hallelujah. Beside him, there is no other Savior. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we worship you. Hallelujah. We worship you, Father. Hallelujah. We thank you for what you've done, oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, how you brought us out of darkness, oh, God, into your marvelous light, oh, God. Hallelujah. You are a heart fixer, oh, God, and you are a mind-regulating God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, you are the God, hallelujah, who understands the processes of, oh, God, a person's thinking process, Lord God, their imagination, Lord God, how they comprehend information, Father. You know how to go to these different crevices of their cognitive ability, Lord Jesus, and show them, oh God, what's wrong with them, Father God. What's wrong, what's been imputed in them, deposited into their mind, oh God, deposited into their thinking process, oh God. Oh Lord, how things may have gone into their heart, Lord God, and they're just dealing with it, Lord, the resentments, the unforgiveness, the strife. These things that have gotten in some kind of way, God, and they wish they could just, my God, pick it up and just take it on out. But God, we're praying right now for your Holy Spirit, my God, to have free course, Lord God, for every lie that was told, with every fake and phony friendship and fake and phony association that got crept into their life and crept into and got into their heart and crept into and got into their soul, Lord God, and crept into and got into their emotions, Father. Oh, God, because you see, hallelujah, you see those around them and you see the devil try to cage them in and oppress them and hate on them and attack them, oh, God, and try to hold them back and, my God, oppress them, oh, God. Hallelujah. God, you see, oh, God, hallelujah, and you know, Father, hallelujah, oh, God, the weight and the burdens, oh, God. I pray, oh, God, that you would put a shift on it, my God, as you have put upon, my God, your people, my God, the soul winners, the evangelists, my God, the burden of the reaching of lost souls, oh, God, and it's a good burden, God, that you would continue to anoint them afresh, my God, for the work, oh, God. Jesus, they need new revelations for these new devils out here. My God, to be able to set the captives free as you see they need to be, oh, God. Hallelujah. I pray, God, for new insight, new revelation. My God, as they go into their prayer closet and they're praying, God, you will continue as you always do at all point and all time how to pray, oh, God, against the principalities in the air, against the spiritual wickedness in high places, against the rulers of the darkness of this world. My God, against the devil, oh, God, and everything that he's about, Father. We touch and agree right now. Oh God, we touch and agree right now that those evil associations that have crept in ministry, that have crept in, my God, in these different places in society and work and all these things, God, we pray against the work of the enemy, God, in the name of Jesus, in the atmospheres. We pray against it in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, the Christ of Nazareth. My God, those that have been up late at night praying and wrestling because, Lord, you Sometimes you take away their sleep for them to pray. And even sometimes the enemy tries to take away their sleep and have them to be uptight and restless. God, but we pray against the working of the devil, God, hallelujah, to try to disrupt their sleep pattern, try to disrupt, oh God, the soundness that you want in their mind and in their heart and in their spirit, Lord God. Hallelujah. Take them to another level, my God, in spiritual warfare, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, that they won't feel guilty when they're resting, that their angels will be fighting for them while they're sleeping, that their angels will be fighting for them and guarding and protecting them while they're resting in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, as they commune with you and as you commune with them, oh, God, hallelujah, heart to heart, my God, mind to mind, Jesus, spirit to spirit, he called us Shatta. Oh, hallelujah, glory, 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 hallelujah. 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 Oh, hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. As we die out to self. Hallelujah. That, oh, God, the image of Jesus Christ began to be perfected in us, matured in us. Hallelujah. As you desire, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God, it won't come short of what you want, God. For you said that Jesus Christ is the firstborn among many brethren. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, it won't come short of what you want it to be. Hallelujah. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, for Paul prayed, and he said, hallelujah, travail in birth, so Christ be formed in you. Hallelujah. There's a motive, oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, there's a motive to the message, oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, so we say hallelujah. We sing hallelujah, oh, God. We sing glory to you. Hallelujah. That the kingdoms of this world become the kingdoms of our Lord in Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against us in judgment, Lord, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and the righteousness it is of me, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God, there's no room for self-righteousness. Hallelujah. When our righteousness is of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, Lord. We worship you. We worship you, and we adore you. We worship you, Lord. Continue to stir up the gifts, Lord God. Continue to stir up the gifts, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Let the preachers know, oh, God, that as you send the word out, it won't come back to you, Lord, Father. Hallelujah. But it will accomplish what you send it out to do. Hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. You are a good God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, you're a good God. You said some waters, some plants, some water, but God, you give the increase. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we just thank you, oh, God. Hallelujah. You are extending, oh, God, hallelujah, our borders, Lord God, hallelujah, oh, strengthening the stakes, oh, God, enlarging our territory, oh, God, hallelujah, thank you, Lord God, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, the best is yet to come, hallelujah, because God, hallelujah, is our best, hallelujah, God is the best, hallelujah, my God, he's the only one that can say how he was and is to come, hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. We just thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. God, we magnify your holy name. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We have expectation, Lord. You're putting us expectation, Lord God. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord Jesus, in your transformation, conversion process. Hallelujah. Transforming us, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, to be effective, oh, God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. You're not alone, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, you're not all by yourself, hallelujah. God's word, he declares, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Lord, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God, and we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. No one would say thank you for the battle scars. Hallelujah. Thank you for the battle wounds. Hallelujah. But God, you're the God who is our victor. You're the God who gives us the victory. My God, in spite of, you're the God, hallelujah, who helps us to overcome. Hallelujah. To be more than conquerors, oh, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Lord, we just magnify you. We commit this program to your hands, Lord. We pray that no one was offended, but those they were edified, that you were glorified. My God, that you are exalted, you alone exalted in this entire broadcast, Lord Jesus, that our hearts are turned towards you in ambiance, Lord God, that our minds and our spirit, my God, and our flesh, Lord God, as we bow down before you, Lord, that we're not only worshiping you literally when we bow, but worshiping you in our spirit, Father God. Help us to worship you in the truth, O God, in the name of Jesus, that you are creating us a clean heart, O God, that you are renewing a right spirit and a right mind within us, O God. Hallelujah. We will never be the same again. Hallelujah. We will never be the same again. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. God's next big move. Hallelujah. It's already in motion. Hallelujah.
family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.